Okay, Professional Weirdo Podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to address a question I got from my friend Scar Muse out there in España. He asked me on Discord. He says, what do you think is happening to imagination today? Are we having more imagination, or is it getting all generic, just a copy of other stuff? Why do people get angry when you have different ideas? What would be the future of imagination in your perception? So, I'll try to answer that. I'll answer that to the best of my professional weirdo ability, as always. What do I think is happening to imagination? Well, you know, every generation looks back usually at the previous generations and is like, I got that backwards. So, a generation looks forward at the new generations, older generations, and say, you lost this, you lost that. You know, in my day, we worked from 5 a.m. to, you know, midnight every day, You have it so easy. You know, in filmmaking, you could say, you know, in my day, we had to shoot on film and develop the film and blah, blah, blah. Now you just have a phone. You know what I mean? So I don't want to come off like that, but it is going to come off like that anyway. But, you know, the world around us changes, and there's some things we can't help, normal habits, especially if you live in a city. But what I think is happening to imagination is that imagination is dying. Like, for example, I'll just give you a small example. And I say, you know, some of the stuff is inevitable because mostly of technology. So I believe technology, mostly mobile phones, you know, people will say it makes you more creative. No, it doesn't. It robs you of your imagination and makes you less creative. It can make, they give you tools to make doing things easier, but because of the whole ecosystem and kind of how people's brains are warped by technology and to follow the herd and to follow other people and to copy and parody and TikTok and blah, 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 it's killing their imaginations. And I mean, I just look around at the world of, you know, the little spheres I'm in, whether it's filmmaking, animation, indie game dev, music, and I don't see more imagination. I see less. I see so many more things being created, but there's so little diversity in the things being created. It's as if, let's say in video games, there's like, 40 game archetypes, and it's just one of those. It's just like, oh, it's Diablo with the art style from Breath of the Wild. Oh, it's this with that. Oh, it's, and, you know, there was that douchebag, I don't remember his name, he made these shitty documentaries on Vimeo years back, and it was like, there are no new ideas, you know, it was that whole thing. And it's like, yeah, for your lazy ass, you don't have any fucking ideas because you're not really willing to fucking work to dig them up, to dig them out. And on that idea imagination thing, there's a book David Lynch, the film director, wrote called Catching the Big Fish, I believe. And it's a great thing he had in that book. He talked about getting ideas. It was like fishing. So the bigger fish were like deeper in the water. So you had to spend more time and have the right kind of bait, do all the stuff to go deeper to get those big ideas. I'm going to say the deeper you go, the more different and diverse the ideas are. All the ideas at the surface, the ones that are easy to hook, easy to get, easy to do, or faster, are all the common ones, the cliches, the mainstream, blah, blah, whatever, you know. Yeah, so people aren't willing to dig deep. So I see less imagination. And I mean, even when I'm talking to kids, like, you know, I pride myself on my imagination, my ability to make things up and just, you know, go along with stuff. It's what I do, right? It's what I've done. So usually that's a thing that kids have natively. Like usually we all have it when we're a kid, most of us, and then we lose it when we become adults. But usually kids, little kids, have crazy ideas and are just all over the place. And you're like, wow, that's so imaginative. How did you think of that? But when I'm talking to kids, you know, and I ask them to, like, make shit up or do things, they're just like, Batman mixed with Superman, you know, or like Marvel and duh, or Minecraft plus this. And it's like, no, like, make something up new. Can you make something new up? And it's all reference to stuff they already know. Like, they lost that just ability to create new stuff out of nowhere. Madness. I know there's the douchebag. Everything. Nothing is new. Everything's been done already. But I don't believe that. I don't adhere to that. I think that's for people who are lazy with no ideas. Because, you know, you see the people who push that. And it's like, what have they done? Fucking nothing. But criticizing other stuff. They're not creating. It's so easy to... I mean, that's another reason there's no imagination. It's so much easier to criticize than it is to create. And it takes so much more energy and soul to create than it does to criticize. And so that's why the internet and the fucking world on the internet is just full of people criticizing, commentators, blah, 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 blah. That's easy, you know? But somebody has to create stuff new, or else even those people will have nothing to talk about. They'll just go in circles and circles and circles until they melt. I mean, I wish that would happen anyway. But yeah, it's kind of like the whole world. I was just listening to this economist dude talking about the art market and how all the real artists are gone, or the real art is not even part of the art market anymore because there's all this fake stuff that sells really high prices, and the people really making the art don't get paid, and then there's no more real art. He was pushing it on to the financial system, which I think is totally right on too, like junk bonds, junk loans, junk this. And then the real companies and the real people making real stuff are just go out of business, whatever. So in the realm of ideas, yeah, I see it in imagination. It's like that too. So why do people get angry when you have different ideas? I mean, there's a million reasons for that. I mean, some people could just be assholes and like have their idea and we're going to do my idea. Or my idea is the best. And so if you offer any other idea, then they don't want to hear it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it could be a thing, you know, where they might be jealous of your idea because they couldn't think of it, or they're a coward, so they won't go out on a limb and come out with their different ideas. So then they hate you for doing the thing they're afraid to do because it reminds them that they're a coward. There's a lot of different reasons, you know, people are fucking weird. What would the future of imagination in your perception, be the future of imagination? So, I see it's kind of like now, if I bring it back to like the economic stuff, you know, we're going further and further into feudalism or neo-feudalism, which, you know, you would have a lord or a king or some, you know, some person like that with all the money, and then everyone's just a peasant and they can never, ever, ever get into the kingdom or get, you know, become rich or whatever. It's just like you're locked out. And that's kind of how I see imagination too, because it's like there's a few people that have imagination, and as things go forward and people are raised with more and more technology that is not stimulating their imagination. I mean, I would hope, I'm trying to make little things that stimulate imagination. I would hope that some technologies would come out that would, yeah, that would be their goal. It's not just to waste your time or satiate you or make money off you. It would be to grow your imagination or grow it back, whatever. But that's not the reality. That's not what humans do. They just go with what makes the most money and what's easiest, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I think the mass imagination is just going to continue to shrink and shrink and shrink. And there'll be very few people like those feudal lords or kings who will have imagination. I mean, I guess they could pass it on to people, but that's how I kind of see it. Because if you've totally let your imagination die, or you never were able to grow one in the first place because of the world you were living in, I don't know if you can, you know, if you could. I mean, everything is possible, right? But it's really fucking hard just to, you know, if you get to like 20 or 30 and you totally just stifled that inner voice or that creative spark, and then, you know, you don't know what it is anymore. How would you know? You know, it's just something you have to trust, like something you have. And then if it was totally gone and no one around you had it, and you're like, what do you do? I don't know. How do you get ideas? And I'm making fun of it, but I know that's a real thing, right? So, did I answer these questions? What do I think is happening? So, yeah, what do I think is happening to imagination is that imagination, it's just like Nikola Tesla, the great Nikola Tesla, has a quote about being alone. It wasn't loneliness. Solitude, I think, was the word he used. And that pretty much his saying was that all of your great ideas come from solitude, from being alone. And so if you look at today's world, you're like, well, yeah, everyone's lonely. True, but they're not alone in the way that Tesla was talking about. They're on a device. They're looking at their fucking phone or their tablet or whatever all day and all night forever. They're never alone with their own thoughts. They're never alone with their own imagination. And even in my experience, that's where your imagination comes from. It doesn't come from, oh, I'm sitting here in a restaurant arguing with this person, or I'm like hanging out, you know, like being actively engaged. It doesn't come from I'm playing a video game. It doesn't come from I'm in a chat with people. It doesn't come from watching people on Twitch. It comes from doing nothing, from being alone, not being engaged with technology. You're not like looking through some feed on Twitter or anything. You're not doing any of that. You're just in your own head. It's just your imagination. And since nobody does that, there's no imagination because people are so afraid to be bored. Even kids, like, I'm so bored. It's like, use your fucking imagination. Like, I remember almost being bored when I was a little kid. They took us to the Nutcracker suite, but we sat like way in the back, so you couldn't really even see it. And I remember like counting the tiles in the ceiling and then like making a game out of counting the tiles and then just like making stuff up in my head, what was going to happen with the tiles and blah, blah, blah. Like, I wasn't bored. I was using my imagination. And I mean, even till today, I don't have a mobile phone. I'll never get one. I don't do a lot of the stuff. And when people ask me, I say, well, I don't want anybody to bother me, which is true, but also I want my imagination because a few times I've used, like I have an old iPod, like when I use apps or whatever, or just that thing, it annoys me. I'm just like, stop fucking bugging me. Like, this thing pops up and it does that and makes a noise and so-and-so. It's like, no, I want to be alone with my imagination so I can come up with ideas and go into that space. I don't want your fucking shitty world of bleep, 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 bleep. So-and-so said this. So-and-so thinks this about you. This is happening. Look, I'm in this place eating this food. Like, I don't fucking care. That does nothing for me. And for me, my imagination is the most interesting and exciting place or thing or state in the world that exists. Like, it's the place I want to be. It's fun. I can do anything. Anything's possible. So, you know, seeing photos of someone and some hot people like at some cool place in the world, climbed a fucking mountain on their hands. I don't care. That's not interesting to me. It's boring. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care. Imagination is interesting, but of course, I'm in the far, far, far tiny, tiny, tiny minority because everyone's entranced by their devices all day and all night, and that's all they do. Hence, they have no fucking imagination. So people that raise kids and like just stick a device in front of them and don't want to talk to them or let them engage their imagination, like, yeah, they're not going to have one. And it's like, I remember I went to, there's a beach town near here named Santa Cruz, and I go walk over there once in a while. And I was sitting on the bench just looking out to the ocean, and then there's some woman with their little kids. And the little kids weren't on devices, whatever. They were like playing in the bushes, and the little kid was like chasing bees, going, bee, bee. And I was like, oh yeah, look, here's some kids using their imagination. But that's rare, you know? But that's what you got to do. You just got to be alone and make stuff up. And, you know, the thing about technology too, it's like when I was a little kid, you know, if you thought in your head, like, who would win in a fight between like a Tyrannosaurus Rex and some giant robot, you know, whoever, Mazinger Z or something. And you just like would think about it in your head, use your imagination, imagine it, probably draw some little pictures of what you thought it would look like, you know, and you got to flex your imagination. You got to use your imagination, which grows it, makes it stronger, right? But today, a kid would just go on YouTube and go, Tyrannosaurus Rex versus giant robot, and there's a full 3D rendered animation with sound effects and all this manipulation to be like, oh, there it is. No imagination required, no imagination used. So then the kid would be like, oh, well, what about this versus that? Fuck, there it is on YouTube. Just watch it. Don't use your imagination. And you'd have to go to a really far, weird, extreme place to like have nothing on YouTube to you know, be an example for you and use your imagination. So I'd say it's possible, but it's very hard if you're like doing the normal stuff that everybody's doing now to have an imagination. So the less technology you're engaged with, the better for your imagination. And I know you might say, well, hey, professional weirdo, aren't you on a computer all day and all night making stuff? Yes, I am. I'm working, but I do take time aside, and there's cycles of the type of work you do. If you're doing pre-production work or the idea work, I'm not doing that in front of a computer. I'm using my sketchbook. I'm out somewhere. I'm not engaged with technology. I don't have technology other than a pen and a sketchbook. So, and then once I've developed the ideas, stimulated the imagination, you know, like mined my imagination or milked my imagination for what I want to do and plan it out, then I get in front of the computer and execute what I had planned or mined or milked. So, yeah, it's a very clear thing. Don't try to be, I can't try to be imaginative in front of a computer, except when it comes to music. But then I'm sure if I could play real instruments, it would be much better for me to not be on a computer, to come up with my melodies and things like that. But, yeah. So let me just look over this question again. Why are we having more hours of getting generic copy? Okay. So yeah, of course there's more copies, there's more derivatives. If you read about, a thing called pre-sold franchises, it's pretty much the philosophy or the principle behind it is, it's way more expensive to introduce a new idea, a new movie, a new character, a new whatever, than it is to just make a spinoff of one that already exists, because everyone already knows what it is. It's, they've already been sold on it. It's already in their mind. So that's a pre-sold franchise, something that already exists. Spinoff, other universe, blah, 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 you know, same universe, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. So that's being done for purely monetary purposes. It's cheaper to make another Iron Man movie than it is to create a totally new... I mean, even making a movie based on a comic book, that's a pre-sold franchise because a comic book already exists. It's a lot more, quote, expensive for both money and time and everything else if you create a totally original thing that you have to introduce people to so people can figure out whether they like it or not. Then, you know, you have to figure out who you need to market it to, blah, 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 blah. So it's just for money, or I should say greed. It's only because of greed, because the people partaking in all of these forms of media or art don't give a shit about the art. They just care about money. Because if you cared about the art of it, then you would be like, hey, yeah, we can make pretty good money, you know, and also put some energy into making sure we're doing what's best for the art. Are we doing stuff new, creative, et cetera, et cetera? But, you know, when it comes to business, that's not a thing. It's just the bottom line. What does it make? So that's not being considered. So, yeah, people get angry. I'm going over the – I just thought of something. Like, I remember right when I first started making animations, I was probably doing animation for maybe, like, less than 2 years. But I had made, like, 10 or 15 things. And I had a little movie group that I would meet with every Wednesday at this local coffee shop, and they had a TV in there. So I was routinely like plugging in my camera and playing stuff on the TV, our short films we made or my animation, whatever. And I remember this guy who I knew, I still know actually to this day. And he was like, well, you know, your animations kind of have the same similar vibe to them all. I think you should change that. Like, try doing something different. And I was like, well, no, that's my style. Because even back then, it was like chiptune music, some like pixely art looking stuff, low poly 3D with kind of that old school vector sort of look. The similar color palettes I was using, claymation was in there. So I was like, no, it's my style. Why would I change my style? That's my style. And he's just like, well, I think maybe you should try to change it up, do something different. And I was like, not arguing, but I was like, well, would I? Why would I? This is my style. This is my thing. Other people aren't doing this. This is what I do. This is what I like to do. And it, at the time, he was going to school for film. He was getting a film degree. He was getting a film degree. I didn't go to film school. So this was a guy in film school telling me to change my style, because for whatever reason, because it was original. I was like, don't be original. Do something more like these other things that are already successful, which is the dumbest thing you can do. In my opinion, of course, if you want to go the normal route and, quote, make money, yeah, just copy other people's stuff. Just do something else with a little bit of different shine on it. I mean, that's what, oh my God, I love this. But I don't care about that. So, yeah, but then I remember, like, the funny thing is that, like, now that guy became a film professor. So he never made any films other than, like, this crappy 20-minute thing that was actually a copy of this British director, Time Code, I think it was. It was this film that had, like, four sectors on the screen. So it was, like, four videos playing at once, and they were synchronized. It was just this gimmick. It was like, okay, this is boring. But this dude, the only film he made for his graduation was a copy of that. And just a terrible version. Done on the streets here, but enough, just, yeah. So I still talk to him now. And then, actually, no, he was a film teacher. And then he became, I think he's a fucking game dev teacher now. He never made any games. He just made some probably interactive blah, blah, blah. And I'm friends with him. You know, like, we talk, we get along. I'm just saying this, you know, for this podcast. And his department, like, there's a local street art festival here every summer. And a couple times, I think maybe three times, I've made new video games just for this festival. And I remember the first year, second year I did it, I walked over and saw the booth from the university where he teaches. I don't know. I think it was his program, like the games. And they were so bad. Like, not just bad. I mean, my games suck too. The, you know, first couple years you make games. But, like, they didn't look cool. They were terrible to control. There was just nothing redeeming about them. And you should have something redeeming about your game. Like, or the thing you're creating. It shouldn't just be all crap, because then it's like, what are you doing? But, and then I was like, oh, yeah, he's in charge of that program. And I was like, oh, those poor students. Like, I felt bad for the students. I was kind of like, not saying I'm some master or whatever of fucking games. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, until I throw some major shit out that, like, you know, throws it down. I'm just some other dumbass. But you can see what I'm doing. I've finished games. You can look at my works in progress. But, yeah, I felt bad. I was like, oh, man. Like, I wish I could go, like, help them or just show them basic shit. Because what they were doing was just like, what are you doing, man? What are you teaching them? Like, they're not learning anything. Anyway, this has been a long podcast for me. This thing, I'm recording straight into the Anchor app website. So, I was a limit of 30 minutes. So, I had to shut it down anyway. So, yeah, future imagination is grim. But then on the flip side, I'm just like, hey, well, I'm not losing my imagination, so, you know, I'll be licensing imagination coin bits in the future. Hello, sir, do you have any ideas? Why, yes, I do. Can we buy some ideas from you? Just some random ideas, because the world is out of ideas. They're like, oh, sure. No, I'd open source them. I'd give them away for free, you know. So, anyway, until next time, Professional Weirdo Podcast, goodbye.